Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
King Felipe of Spain is due to chair a national security meeting today to establish why Spain and neighbouring Portugal experienced unprecedented power cuts yesterday, affecting millions of people. Engineers worked through the night to restore electricity supplies. Extreme temperature variations are being cited as the likely cause, but the Spanish Prime Minister says nothing is being ruled out. Pedro Sánchez says a full investigation into the cause of the outage will take place.
¿Qué ha provocado esta desaparición súbita del suministro?
What's caused this sudden loss of supply? This is something that specialists have not yet been able to determine, but they will. And the relevant state institutions and all the private operators are working in a coordinated way to understand what's happened. All potential causes are being analysed, I insist again, without ruling out any possibility.
The Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has declared victory in the country's general election. His Liberal Party have retained power, but it's predicted they will fall short of a majority that would allow them to govern without the support of a smaller party. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Harris has congratulated Mark Carney on his victory and said he looks forward to deepening the partnership between our nations and working together to address the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. Addressing supporters in Ottawa this morning, Mark Carney promised that Canada would not give in to pressure from the United States.
As I've been warning for months, America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country. Never. But these are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never ever happen.
Today marks the first 100 days of President Donald Trump's second term in office. It's often seen as a period in which a president sets in motion the big policy changes he wants to see implemented during their term in office. President Trump will address a rally in Michigan tonight to set out his policy achievements, but opinion polls show him with the lowest 100-day approval ratings of any president this century. The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, will seek government approval this morning to move legislation which will lead to the most significant reform of Irish asylum laws in the history of the state. The Minister is expected to tell Cabinet that the current international protection system is not working effectively, with decisions taking far too long. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This new legislation, which would take effect in the middle of next year, would set a 3-month time limit for international protection decisions. It would also considerably limit the use of oral hearings for appeals as part of efforts to deliver final decisions quicker. The new International Protection Bill will replace the 2015 Act, and it will for the first time allow officers to directly issue decisions on returns. This will replace the current system where international protection officers make recommendations to the Justice Minister. There have been 42% fewer international protection applications in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period last year.
A report into the murder of 10 Protestant workmen shot dead by the IRA in South Armagh almost 50 years ago will be presented to families today. The workers were killed at Kingsmill near Newry as they returned home from work in 1976. Our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The mill workers were flagged down by an IRA gang posing as a British Army checkpoint. They were taken from their minibus, the only Catholic was told to run, and his 11 Protestant co-workers were shot with rifles. Those who survived the initial gunfire were shot again as they lay wounded. Only one, Alan Black, survived by pretending to be already dead. The massacre was never claimed by the IRA, which was supposed to be on ceasefire at the time, but it did carry it out. A coroner's inquest several years ago found that 12 IRA men from North Louth and South Armagh had been involved and the motive had been sectarian. Today, families will be given a report by the police ombudsman into the Kingsmill atrocity. Later, they'll speak to the media. The families are angry no one has ever been held accountable. They believe they know the identity of those responsible. several of whom have since died. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
The Belfast rap group Kneecap has clarified its position on the militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah in a statement on X. The statement said that the band do not and have never supported either organisation. It follows news that British police are investigating chants by a band member in support of both organisations at a concert in England. Now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Warm and dry with long, bright or hazy sunny spells. Highest temperatures 17 to 22 degrees in light to moderate southeast or variable winds.
RTE Radio 1 traffic and travel with the all-new Hyundai Inster. Just voted 2025 World Electric Vehicle. Visit Hyundai.ie.
With the latest traffic and travel news, I'm Sinead Nuluchon. There's a breakdown in Dublin on the Swords Road this morning, just before the Whitehall flyover. We have reports of a breakdown in Wicklow on the M11 northbound as well, at junction 21, Arklow South. In Cork, it's busy on the M8 southbound for about a kilometre before the Dunkettle interchange. And there's a northbound queue on the South City Link Road from the South Douglas Road slip to the Quays. Finally, in Limerick, slow now on the Corbally Road inbound between Athlunkard Bridge and the Mill Road Junction. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
8 minutes past eight. Fiona Kelly with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Pictures of people looking frustrated, confused and worried across Portugal and Spain during yesterday's power outage are carried on the front of most of today's papers. The Irish Times, which leads with this story, runs with the shot of commuters outside Spain's biggest train station, Atocha station in Madrid, which had to be closed during yesterday's outage. Although the Irish Daily Mirror runs with the line in its lead story that freak atmospheric vibrations were to blame, the statement from Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is widely quoted, asserting that his government doesn't have conclusive information about the cause of the power cut. The Irish Examiner leads with details of the case in which former councillor Sean Tyrrell was given a 4-month prison sentence with a separate 4-month jail term suspended for 2 years for offences related to harassment and harmful communications, also known as Coco's Law. In a victim impact statement, which he read out in Kilkenny Circuit Court, Sinn Féin MEP Kathleen Funchen described the lasting distress she endured at the hands of the 39-year-old who she was in a relationship with between 2016 and 2022. For its lead story, The Independent reports that Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has welcomed the findings of a new study on the use of the in-camera rule in family law cases, which advises that domestic abuse survivors should be allowed to waive their anonymity and name their abusers. The 5.5-year prison sentence handed down to Glenn Ward, known in Finglas, where he's from, as Mr. Flashy, provides the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun with their lead stories. The 32-year-old, named in the High Court as the leader of a North Dublin crime group known as the Gucci Gang, is also thought to have links to the Kinnan organised crime group. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the line that multiple backbench TDs from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have pushed back on Education Minister Helen McEntee's plan to create more multi-denominational schools. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the story about the pay of top-ranking members of the PSNI. One officer received more than £500,000 between wages and pension payments in 2023 and 2024. The Irish News, meanwhile, reports on an accusation levelled by SDLP MLA Matthew O'Toole at Michelle O'Neill and other ministers in Stormont yesterday that they have been swanning around the world and staying in opulent hotels while the North's public services are in ruin. Elsewhere this morning, a number of papers give coverage to the trial of the so-called Grandpa Gang of robbers who stole jewellery worth €8.8 million from Kim Kardashian when she was in the French capital to attend Paris Fashion Week in 2016. The Star has an interview with Kevin Rafter talking about his new book about the life and times of a little-known Irishman, Emile Dillon, who grew up near Dublin's Four Courts and went on to become a world-renowned and colourful war correspondent who became an expert on Russia and was friends with Leo Tolstoy. And finally, Owen English has a picture story in today's Examiner from the Kennedy family farm in East Cork, which now has what's described as a pocket forest. The 100 Million Trees Project, a not-for-profit, community-driven initiative which aims to plant plant 1 million native Irish trees in a decade, helped the Kennedys, along with children from their local school, to plant 2,500 trees on their land yesterday. The project uses the Miyawaki planting model, named after a Japanese botanist, which involves the dense planting of trees and is focused on maximising their carbon extracting qualities. Brian Kennedy tells English that he got his love of trees from his dad, who was the one who advised him when he was thinking of using the unutilised plot of land for agriculture to give it back to biodiversity. His advice was, why don't you leave it for the frogs, foxes and wildlife? Haven't you enough land without it?
Fiona, thank you. It's 12 minutes past 8.